Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone to episode number 164 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Hope everyone's doing well. I like to share from time to time some notes that I get. And man, this one was very, very, very nice from Anthony. Anthony says, first, I'd like to say thank you for your podcast. I've been a regular listener since April of this last year and have gone back and listened to all the episodes that I found relevant to me. Going through some of the work you've talked about has already helped me achieve some small goals and made me a little happier in my day-to-day life. Under your guidance, I have been able to speak up for myself, started a college course, negotiated a flexible working arrangement, and interviewed for a promotion. I wasn't successful at getting the role, but I showed up the way I wanted and performed well, and I was able to get some really good feedback on the things I need to work on. This is huge for me because I wouldn't have shown up like this before listening to your podcast. I've always been anxious about speaking up for myself, so I wanted to start by saying a big thank you to you, as your work has helped me realize I'm capable of more than I realized, both personally and professionally. Wow. Thank you so much, Anthony. I really appreciate that. You know, notes like that, they just give you that little extra boost, and they just help you know that that this is impacting some people in the world. So just wanted to say that. I hope that's an encouragement to you, wherever you are on your journey, that we're kind of all in this stuff together. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to get a little better each and every day. So for today, again, some practical things for you. Five things to stop doing for more peace in your life. Five things to stop doing for more peace in your life. I adapted this a little bit from Lewis Howes. It was on Instagram, it's where I saw it, but he has a podcast called The School of Greatness, and really good podcast, has a lot of neat people on there. So, but these are good. And five things to stop doing right now to help bring you more mental peace. So number one, stop spending time and energy on people who don't uplift you and start doing the things that align with your true desires. Stop spending time and energy on people who don't lift you up and start spending time with people who align with your true desires. In an episode several months ago, I talked about, right, your top five, who's in that top five, your starting five, if you will. Who's on your team? Who's on your team that's going to uplift you and build you up and help you become the person you want to be? Are you surrounding yourself with with those types of people? You need to ask yourself that question. And if you are not, now is the time to stop doing that. You need to start surrounding yourself with the type of person you want to be, not those energy vampires, not those people that are going to suck the energy out of you, not the ones that don't align with your true desires. Does that mean you can't occasionally hang out with somebody like that? Sure you can, but they don't need to be in your top five. You need to be intentional about the people you are hanging out with. It will bring you more peace. I heard a story today. A good friend of mine was talking about one of his other friends and a person who every time they talk on the phone to this particular person, it is drama. It is drama. They never ask about them. It's always about the other person. It's draining, right? It's just one of those situations where when the phone rings or you see the caller, it's like, oh, but they still answer the phone and they still engage. And then they want to bring my friend into the conversation. And he's finally like, you know, enough of this. This is bringing me down. If you have those types of people in your life, you need to really think about, are they the kind of people that are help bringing you peace and inner peace and mental peace? Or are they adding to the drama and all of the stuff that we deal with from a day-to-day basis? So stop spending time with people who drain your energy and don't uplift you. If you're spending time with someone who is constantly putting you down, constantly telling you what you can't do, when you have a success, they don't want to celebrate it with you, they're jealous, you need to get out of there. Get out. Cut ties. Cut bait. You need to get out. That person is not for you. They're not for you. Number two, stop listening to the negative voice in your head. You are capable and success is within your reach. Stop listening to the negative voice in your head. You are capable and success is within your reach. How many times have I said we need to rewrite the script of what's going on in our head? So true. But we also know that that little negative voice, or sometimes that big negative voice, comes up in our head and it starts to haunt us and it starts to taunt us and it starts to tell us what we can't do and how bad we are and how we failed and how we've messed up and how it didn't work the last time and how we're a pitiful, you know, spouse and how we're a terrible father and how all the stuff, right? Stop listening to that voice. Stop listening to it. You are capable. I am here to tell you today, you are capable. You can have that success. You can overcome that hurdle. You can overcome that battle. You can overcome that addiction. You can become that person that you want to be. But you've got to stop listening to that negative voice in your head. Start to turn the story. When you hear it come, stop it immediately. Begin to rewrite that. Begin to write the things down that you are. Start speaking those positive things back into your life. Some of you may need to put them on a wall. You may need to have a wall that when you walk by, you see all of these post-it notes that tell you why you are capable. Maybe you just want to start with capable because some of you don't think you're great. You can just start with capable. Why you're good enough. Why you're valuable. Why you matter. Start with that. Every day, walk by that. You can come up with five or six things, right? You can do that. So stop listening to the negative voice in your head. You are capable. Hear me. You are capable. Success is within your reach.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Number three. For some of you, this one's important. Stop resisting change. Stop resisting change. Change is the path to growth. Step out of your comfort zone, even if it feels uneasy, because that's where the magic is. We've talked about this before, right? When you feel that thing that you say, oh, well, I've never done it that way, or I've always done it that way, or, you know, this feels uncomfortable, I get anxious. No, that's the time you need to step out. You need to take action. You need to get uncomfortable. You need to walk in situations where you thought maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, you could never thrive in. You could never be in. You need to take that promotion if it's offered. You need to pursue that next level of line in your company. You need to go after that relationship that you think would be great. Change is the path to growth. Stop resisting the change and start embracing it. For some of you, this right here is what you need today, because you've been resisting change for so long. You have sat right in your easy spot and you keep hitting that easy button. It's time to get yourself up and get yourself moving. For some of you, that's exactly what you need to do. You need to start exercising. You know your body's in bad shape. You know you're not eating well. You know you don't move enough. Today's the day. Right now, when you listen to this, when you hear this, get yourself up, get yourself moving. Some movement is better than no movement. Some change is better than no change. Start taking that action today. Stop resisting change. Number four, stop trying to control what you can't control. Stop trying to control what you can't control. Accept that some things are beyond your grasp and embrace the flow of life. Control the controllables, right? What is within your power to actually control? And when you break that down and when you really kind of write that down and you really see there's a heck of a lot of things out there in the world that's not really in your control. Not really in your control. So control the controllables. What are you able to actually, physically, mentally control in your life? Start in the morning when you get up and get out of bed. Your feet hit the floor. What are you controlling? What do you actually control in your family? What do you actually control with your marriage? What do you actually control when you get to work? What do you actually control when you get home? I'll give you a wake-up call. You control you. Not much else. But you can control you, and you can control you all day long. But you have to be willing to do that. You have to be willing to acknowledge it. You have to be willing to know that you're not in control of everything else or everyone else, and control what you can control. Stop worrying about all the other people. Stop worrying about them. Stop worrying about them. You worry about you. Control you. Things will fall into place. You will notice the more you control you, the more you're in control of you in your emotional life, your mental state, the people around you will seem less chaotic. They may be acting the same way, but they will seem less chaotic because you are in control of you. You are thinking clearly. And number five, stop playing small so others won't feel insecure around you. I like this one. Stop playing small so others won't feel insecure around you. When you let your own light shine, you allow others to do the same. Do you ever find yourself doing just this, playing small, so that you're not making someone on the other side of you feel bad, feel insecure? I know some of you are. I know some of you are doing this because of your spouse. You don't want your spouse to feel insecure. Some of you are doing it because of your best friend. You're getting promotions. You're doing well. You're shining, you know? And yet you revert back. You kind of go back in your shell because you don't want them to feel insecure. Remember, we're not making the other person feel insecure. They're making themselves feel insecure. If they come out with some jealousies or insecurities, that's on them. That's not on you. It doesn't mean you're brag and you're boastful and all that. No. But it does mean that you show up in a sincere, confident way. You show up like you're the one who has your back more than anyone else in the room. And you're not afraid to speak up. But you quit playing small, and especially you quit playing small when it's intentional. Some of you are doing it intentionally because you feel like you're doing the right thing because I don't want to hurt somebody else. No. You be you in all of your truth and in all of your accomplishments. Again, not in an egotistical way, but in a very confident way. And you will notice that others will come up to your level. It's like that sinking boat. If your boat has no holes in it, and you're on the top of the shore, those other boats can come along. You pull those boats up with you. You don't put holes in your boat so you sink to where they are. No, you pull them up with you. Right? So five things to stop doing. Stop spending time and energy on people who don't lift you up. Stop listening to the negative voice in your head. Stop resisting change. Stop trying to control what you can't control. And stop playing small so others won't feel insecure around you. Whew, that's some good stuff, folks. All right, I can't wait to see you back here next Thursday. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.